real pleased with the outcome because there was the effort was real good, the intensity was good, but there was nothing easy about that game for us. And part of it was the Edmonton Oilers. They skate so well, and they're going to push you with their offense. But there are other reasons too. But they were pushing, but nothing. The puck wasn't easy for us. There were a lot of passes. It wasn't a matter of sharpness. It's sometimes, for whatever reason, either you're trying too hard or not enough. I can't put my finger on it, but it was not an easy game for us. Little detail things, you know. Face off on the left-hand side of the ice, shorthanded. I want Jokinen to go. He breaks the skate lace. They're lacing the darn thing up like a madman, and he's trying to get it on. The ref comes over and gives me, you know, give me two. So I got a right-handed draw man out there, and those guys are doing everything to keep it out of our net, but you know it's going in our net after that. We might as well just line right up at center ice because that's the way that works. And then gotten through the game and given up less and less and less to the third period was pretty darn close. And it's, you know, the goal on a bit of a bad break off the ref. I'm not complaining about it, but it's fairly close to the video that you've been showing, and they know it. They know it when it's happening that it's in the net. But most importantly, you know, it's an overtime win, and that's what it was by the end. Other than the fact that I don't think things came easily to your team, and there's always adjustments, so we don't things you'd like to do better. But overall, really, really like the bench. I like where their heads were, and they got better as the game went on, which is what I love to see. You guys good?
Can you talk about your young guys?
I think I got 20 of them. No, but. So, I don't know. I've been here for a week. I showed up the first day. They look like good players. And nothing's changed my mind. You know, they're good players. They have good instincts. I like the way Scheifele scored the goal. I think he probably took two hits before he... the first shot didn't go in as a rebound. He perseveres and stays on it. And I think with Jacob Trouba, he's going to continually refine that game where you won't see him jumping in every time, but he will jump in at the right times, the kind of the Lidstrom factor. You know, make 90% of your game a 10-foot pass, and the last 10% is what'll make you great. So, but they're just good. They're just on the team. You know what I mean? There's not like a kiddie section in our locker room and we feed them. It's, they're just one of the guys for me.
I'd just rather talk a little bit about some minor tweaks for the third, but overall, from the bench, did it look like your team played pretty consistently from 0 to 60, regardless of what the score was?
Yes, in terms of what we were trying to do. I think the difference between the first two periods, maybe in the third, is our energy level a little bit, but we were shorthanded and scored a shorty, you know? So there, you don't know if we had that energy coming out or we get that goal and boom, we go through the roof. But we did get better, but not in what we were trying to do, not in terms of adhering to a game plan. A lot of times the difference is just the energy and the like. This is what I like about the game. Like, we got this building as a bit of a powder keg, you know? If we can get a goal within the first 5 minutes, this place will rock for the rest of the night. But what we didn't do tonight was in a 0-0 game or down one, open up our game or change into, there were chances at both ends, you get two fast things. But you know that run and gun game you've seen? Any team, all the teams do it, right? But tonight we didn't. Keep your focus, stand on what we're doing. We were really good with that.
What did you start the game that Bufflin had? And specifically, why did you use him on the PK late? Was it just a matter of Enstrom being in the box? Or?
Well, Enstrom and Stewart were in the box.
Right.
Right, yes. Yeah, well, I mean, he's got experience there. But I think this guy's a good player, a really, really good player. I know when he makes that little move on the goaltender and the crowd's beefing him for, you know, they want something. Really what they're saying, do something other than that because that didn't work, right? I want him making that decision all day long. It's on his stick. If he doesn't like what he sees, I want that play. I want him. He's that good. I like this game. And Setoguchi gave us some good hits, actually some physicality a couple of times. I'm with him on that one. I like his game.
So the power plays you had early, you have to watch his minutes considering he's playing both forward and defense, or can you, because he's just basically standing there on the power play, can you throw it there a lot?
Yeah, because... And I liked our first three power plays a lot. I liked the chances that we got on them. And we had two through the seam. And the one to Setoguchi, I think he just had his stick upside down or something or didn't know what was coming. But the answer is yes. we were almost in a four-line rotation until I thought, you know, I had to break something loose a little bit, and we went to a three-line rotation. I'll be more careful with his minutes on the back end and the power play when I feel I've run a three-line rotation for a long time. When we're in four, he can do that all day long.
What did you refer to in your opening statement about some of the refs?
No, I think a puck hit the referee on that second goal. I'm not blaming him.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it. Somebody else told me. Because I was asking about a rotation down low, and he said, no, the reason the D wasn't there because it came off the ref's skate or something. Once in 82 games, you'll hear me complain about the refereeing, but
yeah.
Let me tell you, so I'll tell you why. Paul Stewart, you guys remember Paul Stewart? He's over working in the KHL, working, making great strides with the referee in there. We've got the best referee in the world by far, so I'm just hugging those guys. I'm not yelling at him at this point.
They've been told to get out of the way. Is that what you were saying or something?
Like that there's no way those guys are going to consistently get out of the way with the game this fast.
Yeah.
There's no way.
Hey,
oh, awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We are 11 o'clock here tomorrow.